Right now, good morning to Matt Mayer. He's got a new book out. It's called Battleground Ohio's Problems and How to Fix Them. Matt, you assert in the book that it doesn't matter whether Romney or Obama win. We're kind of screwed here, aren't we?
Well, what the book says is it's really focused on state issues, not so much the federal stuff. And so what it says is, you know, over the last 30 years, it didn't matter who won elections. Ohio lost ground and became an economic laggard versus the leader it was 100 years ago. And so taxpayers don't stand a chance really kind of talks about those issues at the state and local level.
And why is it? Why can't we make informed decisions here in Ohio?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, you've got the power of entrenched interests, which in Ohio really is labor unions, and we saw that last year with the Senate Bill 5 veto referendum where they raised $42 million to just squash anything that was good happening. Two, I think you've got your news side journalists really don't provide news to taxpayers so they can make informed choices. And three, you really have things like the property tax assault where levies can come up three times a year. They use emotional blackmail. Vendors to the school districts and the other places heavily fund the campaigns, and so there's a direct conflict of interest there. And taxpayers just can't fight that constant flow of money and power.
Yeah, when you talk about the levies coming up two, three times a year, talk to me about why that's bad. I mean, you have the decision. You can go to the poll and vote no against it every time, can't you?
You can, but the problem is taxpayers don't have the information to make the right decisions. The school districts use emotional blackmail and go to the heart of what parents care about, whether it's AP classes or paying more for sports or getting rid of band and theater. And so all you need is 50% plus one more person to vote. And when, again, these levy campaigns are being funded by the vendors last year in Dublin, 72% of all the money that went into the levy campaign came from vendors who made $12 million off the school that past year. So the taxpayers can't spend that kind of money to educate the people of why the levy should be defeated. So it's really a huge imbalance that exists all across Ohio.
Yeah, and when we talk about Ohio used to be a leader in national politics, there are big changes that have happened. Do you think we can ever recapture that? Can we get back to it?
I think we can, but I think we've got to make some real tough choices and reforms here in Ohio, including reforming our political system to put more power into the hands of the grassroots and the people and get some of the political parties and the entrenched interests out of the system to some degree. Because right now, it's really the parties that control what goes on and not the people. They pick candidates, they get involved in primaries, and we're getting the results we get as evidenced by how Ohio's performed over the last 30 years aren't very good.
Do you think it's work through the system now or come up with a third party or start something new?
No, I think it's actually change the political structure from the primary system we have to a caucus assembly primary system where parties are required to be neutral through the primary so that they can't get involved in handpicking their candidates and then funding them, where you get people that can come through the system without having to be part of the party establishment. And that's how we get that independence down to the legislature. That's how we get folks who aren't they're not entrenched to the party. They're actually, looking at the constituents and doing what's right for the people, not what the party wants to do. And so that's one of the key ways to get some of the things changing here in Ohio.
Gotcha. You spend a lot of time with the Buckeye Institute. A lot of folks know the name Matt Mayer. Tell me about the book. Where can everybody get it?
It's on Amazon.com. Look for Taxpayers Don't Stand a Chance. Also have a Facebook page, Taxpayers Don't Stand a Chance. It's available for $10. And the great thing about this is I'm not making any money on this book. I'm donating 100% of net proceeds are going to the Reagan Library to help fund his legacy and then to fund actually C3 think tanks all across the country. Because, one of the things I say in the book is ideas matter. We conservatives say that, but oftentimes we don't write the checks to back that up. And so what I say is, hey, I'm going to walk the talk here, and we're going to actually, instead of putting money in my pocket, I'm going to make sure we have ideas and robust agendas all across America to help, rebuild this country from the ground up, not from Washington down.
Ideas and robust agendas. A nice way to end it there. Matt Mayer, the book's Taxpayers Don't Stand a Chance. Find it on Amazon, $10, and all the net proceeds go to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library. That's pretty good stuff.